You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, good Saturday afternoon, people. If you recognize my voice, you'll see this. Definitely not the voice of James Edwards. It's the voice of Eddie the Bombardier Miller. James is on a much-needed vacation with his wife and family. They're traveling to parts unknown. Meanwhile, I'm here. Me and Sam, we're holding the fort down tonight. The first hour, in case you didn't tune in, we covered the news, the hottest news recently about what's going on out in Berkeley, about some of the executive orders written by President Donald Trump, the resistance that he's beating for these executive orders, and just the overall, it just looks like a satanic conspiracy to me, the way they're revolting against the Constitution, against Trump. We had a dynamite guest on the past last hour, a guest that our next guest is going to recognize. His name was Pastor Matt Furst out of the Mountain View Baptist Church in Custer, South Dakota. Our next guest, he covered his book, Who is Israel? Our next guest coming on, I'm sure just about every one of you people will recognize. We get emails about him all the time. He's one of our favorite guests. His name is none other than Tex Mars. Tex Mars, he's a retired career Air Force officer. He taught at the University of Texas, the flagship university in Texas at Austin. He taught there, a full-time staff. And he's a very prolific writer. I know of no one who's written more books than him. He's spot on. He has a lot of followers. Anyway, Tex Mars is going to come up tonight. He's going to talk about one of his latest books, I believe. It's a very fascinating book. The title is Holy Serpent of the Jews, The Rabbi's Secret Plan for Satan to Crush Their Enemies and Vault the Jews to Global Denomination. Tex, thank you for coming on tonight. Welcome to the Political Cesspool tonight, fella. What a great honor to have you on.
Well, I tell you, I'm just delighted to be on. I sure am. Glad to
this
be on.
This isn't your first time on the Political Cesspool, and I'm certainly hoping and praying it's not going to be the last. You did a marvelous time. Hey, you carried me last time, Tex.
Well, I don't know about that. I failed to see that, but I appreciate the nice comment.
I'll tell you what, I guess I'm probably the, if you had this on the Political Cesspool, the intellectuals would be, the pure intellectuals would probably be Winston Smith and then Keith and Sam. Well, Sam has a memory, like two elephants. James and I, we're kind of least intellectual. We used to say we would put all 50 words of our vocabulary together to try to compete against people like Winston. But we do, I tell you what, James and I, we do have a good taste for good work. And this Holy Serpent of the Jews, this textbook that you've written out here, I call it a textbook because it's got all kinds of new information that I've never heard of. But in cross-checking it back, I can find no fault in it. But anyway, Tex, how can the people get this book? How can they tune into your website, Tex?
Well, my website is powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. Or they can just go to texmars.com, my name.com. But they can also get the book on amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com. So it's pretty available. It's not in very many bookstores, that's true. Because it's sort of controversial. It's the first book in the entire world, as far as I know, that's written that really explains Judaism. You know, you can go to even a Christian bookstore and get books on Judaism. But, of course, the rabbis won't tell you the truth. They won't even tell you what they teach in the synagogue. This book, what I have done is, you know, I've studied Judaism for many, many years. I have to say I'm a little bit gray-headed, you know. I'm a little bit up there in years, but I've studied Judaism, and I wanted people to know what Judaism really stands for, what its religion is all about. And so I have gone directly to the greatest rabbis in the world, and I quote them. So you'll find in this book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, It's really the wisdom of the rabbis. It's what the rabbis teach, what they believe. It's very, very shocking because it's not like anything that Christians are. You can go to your pastor and he will tell you, Eddie, that if you say, what is Judaism? What do the Jews believe? He will probably tell you, well, they believe in the God of the Old Testament. But that's not true at all. In fact,
that's what I used to believe. I used to believe that text.
I did too, because that's what's commonly stated. If you read the Bible, though, you see something totally different. Even our Bible tells us they don't believe in that. Jesus said, if you believe in Abraham, then you would believe in me. So they don't believe in Abraham. They don't believe what the Isaiah and all the other great prophets told them at all. They picked up something, and I believe they picked it up among the people around them, the Canaanites and so forth, but especially when they were taken captive in Babylon. And, of course, the Jews spent 70 years in Babylon. Jeremiah prophesied that they would. When they came back, they were a totally different nation. By the way, if you want to find out what they believed in, you can go to the sixth chapter of Acts in the Bible, A-C-T-S, Acts, where the first Christian martyr, Stephen, preached to the Jews who confronted him and said, "Why, Stephen, are you preaching this Jesus?" They were very angry and furious. And he gave them a sermon and told them exactly what they believed. He said, you have for your God the star god out of Egypt. That's what he said. You have the star god. Of course,
wow.
That's the sixth one is star. So they didn't have any kind of god at all. They didn't have the great I am. And Jesus said, you have for your God the God of traditions. That's what you teach. You teach traditions. But your traditions actually bring you away from God.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
This star god, now this star god we're talking about, was that, and I know you know, I've forgotten, was that the star affiliated with the pagan god Amalek?
It is. Amalek has long been the enemy, enemy of the Jews, one of their great enemies that the rabbis talk about. The star god, in the Middle Ages, the Rothschilds and others invented this six-pointed star. They did not. They actually brought it out of ancient Babylon. And you'll notice that it's coded 666.
Correct.
I mean, that's an amazing fact. The star, which is the so-called star of David, but David said in the Old Testament that his star, that his shield was the shield of God.
Oh, Tex, I hear the music coming. I cannot believe we're having to go to a commercial already. It seems like we've only been on 90 seconds. We got to go to a quick commercial, Tex. We'll be right back. People, we got to go to a commercial. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought
We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, good evening, people. I hope you're still listening in. I hope you hadn't gone away from the radio. This is not James Edwards, as you can well hear my voice. James Edwards, in case you tuned in late, he's on vacation, a much-deserved vacation with his wife and family. They're on the road. They'll be back next weekend, though. We'll have a very special guest coming on next weekend if everything goes right. Right now, we have the one and only Tex Mars. I don't know of anybody in the Patriot community that has not heard of Tex Mars and doesn't respect him. As we said, he's a retired Air Force officer. He served his nation honorably from 1962 to 1982, I believe. He has his own radio show. He puts out a great radio show. He's a very prolific writer. He's written more books than I could read in a lifetime. The book we're discussing tonight is entitled Holy Serpent of the Jews. Subtitled, The Rabbi's Secret Plan for Satan to Crush Their Enemies and Vault the Jews to Global Domination. And it's a fantastic book, and Tex has been discussing this book and some of the subjects in it. Well, Tex, I guess we're going right back. If you can remember where you left off, I'm sorry we had to go to that commercial break. It always throws me off. I hope it didn't throw you off too bad, my brother.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I was saying, you know, that the Jews do not worship God. The Jews do not pray to God. There is no God to whom they can pray. They, you know, and in fact, when they spell God's name, they leave the zero out, so it'll be incomplete. G-0, you know, nothing -D. So, but they do have there are two sets of books that the Jews believe in. They believe these books are much more important than the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a book of myths. It's a fairy tale book for the Jews. They believe that you cannot understand the Old Testament from reading it. You must have a very superior rabbi to translate it. And they say that they use things like gematria, which is the science of numbers, of a magical, you know, numerology. They will use that and so forth. It's interesting that Jesus said they have for their religion the traditions of men, Now, what are those traditions? Well, the traditions are found today in Judaism in two sets of books. One is the Talmud. The Talmud. It's called a Babylonian Talmud, believe it or not. That's a set of anywhere, depending on the edition, from 36 to 48 books. And the rabbis study the Talmud all of their lives. There are many rabbis who have never, ever read the Bible, but they read the Talmud every day. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, said that the Talmud is her daily guide for living.
So that's comforting. Oh, that's so comforting. I'd love to hear that.
It has all of their laws, just like Sharia law in the Muslim faith contains the laws for the Jews. The Talmud contains the laws, for the Muslims. The Talmud contains for the Jews. But there's also another set of books called the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah. This has been gaining more and more prestige, and so you'll find also the Kabbalah incorporated within the Talmud. So these two sets of books are almost, they're integral. They're together, and you really can't separate them. So, for example, in the Kabbalah, there's a book called, believe this or not, it's called the Beit HaDerek, the Revelation of the Holy Snake. Now, in the Kabbalah, which is in this book, and also in the Zohar, in fact, paragraph 11-54a, there is the revelation of the Holy Snake.
Wow.
Now, we know who the snake is. We know who the serpent is. That's the devil. But they don't believe that. They believe that their God has a name. Now, you see, where we pray to God or to Jesus, they pray. They don't pray at all to God. They believe that God cannot be communicated with. He doesn't care about man. He has no emotions. He doesn't love or hate or anything else. So he puts out sparks of energy. That's what they say in their Kabbalah. He puts out sparks of energy. And they say these sparks are each holy. They have 10 major sparks. Now, this is in the Kabbalah. It's a very complicated system, and these rabbis study their whole lives, trying to figure out the pages and to interpret the Kabbalah. But it's interesting to me that it puts out these 10 sparks. Each one, they have more than that, many, many sparks, but these are the 10 major ones. And they publish in their Kabbalah a tree of life. Maybe you've heard of that before. The tree of life of the Jews. And the tree of life has a good world and a bad world. So it has two worlds to it. Well, we would consider that, I guess, earth and hell, right? But they say that the serpent controls both worlds. Now, you've seen these drawings of their holy serpent. Their holy serpent is a serpent in a circle. He's wrapped around the globe. He controls the whole world. He's wrapped around the world, and he has his tail in his mouth. So the holy serpent is constantly seeking his own tail. He's going around the world, and as he traverses the world, he conquers various nations. This is the doctrine, their false philosophy, which says that the serpent, their great benefactor, their friend, the holy serpent, will conquer the entire world and traverse around the world and eventually grab it by its own tail. Now, it has this satanic world, but it also has the holy world. And within that, it's interesting, it has at least two goddesses. Is there the Jews, I've heard that Jews will laugh at Christians and say, you have a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ha, ha, ha. We only have one. What they really have is one serpent, one holy serpent. But he has within himself, within his body, are two goddesses. There are two goddesses. One is a daughter and one is a mother. There's also a father god and a son god. So now the primary gods are this Bina, the superior mother god, but there's also an inferior goddess, or, you know, I said god, goddess, I meant, called Malkuth, M-A-L-K-U-T-H. The Malkuth is the inferior goddess. She is the bride of the serpent. So they have that one. And so many of the Jews pray to Malkuth, the inferior goddess who is married to the serpent. There's also, listen to this, Eddie, there's also another god at the very center of this tree of life called Yesod. H-E-S-O-D. Now, Yesod, believe it or not, is the male organ, the sex organ. And the male sex organ has frequent sex with the daughter goddess, Malkuth. And with that sex, they regenerate the entire world. They believe in regeneration through sex. So that when a Jew has sex with his wife, he believes he's generating the sex that keeps the world alive. So
hey,
it's a great sex cult.
Another commercial, but when we come back, I'd like you to expand on that and talk about the, I guess, the obelisk, the Washington Monument, and these other Masonic symbols to see if they're tied to this, this what you were just talking about. Well, people, we got to go to a commercial. We'll be right back with the one and only Tex Mars.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Before becoming Donald Trump's chief White House strategist and a member of the Principals Committee of the National Security Council, Steve Bannon predicted another major war in the Middle East and insisted that there is no doubt that within the next decade, Washington and Beijing will go to war in the South China Sea. "We're going to war in the South China Sea in 5 to 10 years," Bannon insisted during a March 2016 radio program he hosted as chairman of the Breitbart Media Network. "There's no doubt about that. They're taking their sandbars and making basically stationary aircraft carriers and putting missiles on those," continued the former naval officer. "They come here to the United States in front of our face, and you understand how important face is, and say it's an ancient territorial sea." Bannon sees the United States under siege by both China and insurgent Islamic forces. "You have expansionist Islam and you have an expansionist China," he declared during a February 2016 radio broadcast. "They are motivated, they're arrogant, they're on the march, and they think that the Judeo-Christian West is on the retreat." In yet another installment, Bannon insisted that we're in a war. "We're clearly going into, I think, a major shooting war in the Middle East again." Bannon's influence on President Trump is apparent from his comment during Thursday's National Prayer Breakfast that the world is under serious, serious threat in so many different ways, and I've never seen it so much and so openly as since I took the position of president, continued Trump. "The world is in trouble, but we're going to straighten it out." For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, good evening, people, all of our loyal listeners out there, and our friends and family with The Political Cesspool. We have a great guy on tonight, the one and only Tex Mars, in case you tuned in late. He's talking about his book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews, The Rabbi's Secret Plan for Satan to Crush Their Enemies and Vault the Jews to Global Domination. I'd like to tell you people out there, now, if I heard Tex talk about this 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I thought, the man's a raving lunatic, man. I mean, let me tell you what, I say every day, I say, that, you know, I mean, it sounds like somebody has gone down Alice in Wonderland down, you know, to hear him talk. But my challenge is to you people out there, if you don't believe it, you know what you can do? You can actually get off your tail, and you can actually put out a little bit of work, a little bit of elbow grease, mental elbow grease, and you can read some of these documents. They're there. A lot of you might think that the word David Duke is a no-no, it's a bad word. If you will go in and you will read some of David Duke's works, Jewish Supremacism, My Awakening, he covers some of this material, and it's strange. You can't make it up. A normal brain like we have, and I've clogged myself as normal, you can't think this up. I tell people every day that fiction is like rock-solid conservatism compared to what's reality. You know, the great one and only Dr. Stanley Monteith used to say that fiction is usually greeted as king, and where reality was scoffed at, you know. But anyway, if you'll Tex is talking about the book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews. He's talking about where this Judaism, a rabbinical cult, it's a cult of the old rabbis, you could say that. In fact, that's in Tex's book. I would challenge you to go back, and I don't know if you can go to the library and get these in Tex or not, but you can go get the Kabbalah, you can go get, you know, the Babylonian Talmud, and read some of this stuff. You know, why do you think these Jews keep this stuff secret? Why do you think you never see any movies made about this? You know, with a movie coming on, this instead of using the Bible, yeah, well, this is the movie on the Great Kabbalah. This is a movie on the Babylonian Talmud. They don't have you don't go to the library and see this stuff. You don't see commercials on it. The Jewish people keep it a secret. And the reason it sounds so crazy and it's so out there is because Satan is the author of it. Satan is the god of lies. He's the god of total confusion. Well, anyway, I got to shut my mouth. I'm getting too wound up here. But I mean, wouldn't you say, Tex, that Satan is the god of confusion? I can't believe he keeps these rabbis talking. I see in your book, Tex, that there's 68 volumes of this stuff. No wonder they have to study all their life to learn this crap. You know, Satan has got to be laughing his guts out at these stupid rabbis, man. But anyway, I'm going to shut up, Tex, and I hope the commercial didn't get you thrown off. Hope you can go back to where you was, fella.
No, it didn't at all, Eddie. You know, of course, I recognize that people say that's not true. That cannot. Every pastor would say that. Pastors don't study the Talmud or the Kabbalah in seminary. So no matter whether the pastor has a PhD or whatever he has, a DD after his name, he knows absolutely nothing about Judaism, and he believes that they worship the Old Testament God, but they don't. You know, Jesus himself said something very important. Now, did Jesus lie? That's the question I would ask your audience. Did Jesus lie when he described the Jews, the Pharisees? Now, in the Encyclopedia Judaica, the Jewish Encyclopedia, that you can get at your library, it says that the Pharisees are the Orthodox Jews of today. Now, what did Jesus have to say about them? In Matthew 23, verse 33, he said to them, he identified them, he said, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers." That's right. How can you escape the damnation of hell?
In now, text, in John, and probably other places, the Gospel of John, Jesus told those same people you just referenced. He said that they were their son, they were their father, the devil.
That's right. Your father, the devil, and his works you will do. Jesus said, you know, he was a liar and he was a murderer, and that's what you will do. So did you know? I've asked pastors, did Jesus lie? They tell me, well, he was just trying to, you know, he was being very hyperbolic, you know, very what? What does that mean? You know, he explained it exactly to them. By the way, he also said he has taken the kingdom away from them. That's Matthew 21:53. Think about that. You see, when people say today, well, Israel, you know, is going to be a great nation again, and God is going to bless it, and you've got to bless Israel or God won't bless you. Well, that's not true at all. In fact, he said in Matthew 23, again to Israel, the house of Israel, he said, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Jesus left the house of Israel desolate. What does desolate mean? It means void, of no good. You know, there's no glory in it. It's gone. The kingdom is gone. And that's what he said. Now, it's interesting that he said he would, a lot of Christians say to me, well, God said he would bless Abraham forever. That's right, he did. And in Galatians 3, verse 16, you will see exactly what God did. God brought Jesus out of that great nation. He brought Jesus out, and he says that Jesus is the blessing. Jesus is the blessing that I promised Abraham that would bless the entire world. And if you believe in Jesus, Galatians 3, 26 through 28 says, if you believe in Jesus, if you have Jesus, it just says if you have him, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That's the promise of Abraham. People don't understand what the blessing was. The blessing was that Abraham would see Jesus, and he has seen Jesus in heaven. Jesus said before Abraham was, I am.
Exactly.
He was in heaven before Abraham was.
Exactly. You know, Jesus said, he, correct me if I'm wrong, text, is universal. He means everybody, every man, woman. He who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'll just paraphrase that, you know.
Sure.
The whole thing is Jesus, but absolutely. But I didn't mean to interrupt you, Tex. I started to call you Coach.
That is true. And I want to emphasize that Jews, Gentiles, it doesn't matter. In fact, it says there in Galatians 3 that God is no respecter of persons, that whoever believes in Jesus will be saved. If you have Jesus, you are Abraham's seed. It is a spiritual seed, you see. So you have to understand that. So Jew, Gentile, hey, whether you're German, Mexican, or, you know, some mixture of American, that's the important thing to God. And so now it's interesting, when you go back to the Kabbalah and the Talmud, which now are the Jews' holy books, they're the most holy books. Remember this. They say they're greater than the Bible. Now, for example, I quote in my book, page 20, Rabbi Joel Bakst, B-A-K-S-T. He said of the Jews, he said, we, that's speaking of the Jews, have journeyed to the center of the world and landed in the belly of a serpent. They believe they're right in the belly of the serpent. And we don't understand this, but they believe the serpent surrounds the entire world and is working to control every nation on earth and eventually will. And then this serpent, once he has captured all the nations of the world through the Jews, then the serpent will turn around and tell the Jews, you are now the city of God. You are God. You are collectively God. And they will have, the Jews believe in their Kabbalah and Talmud, they will have a great festival at that time, a feast of Leviathan. Leviathan is the name they give their serpent. Some Jews actually pray to Leviathan. Now, you can look up in the inside, you can go Google it. Google Feast of Leviathan and see what it says. But the Feast of Leviathan, the Jews will eventually have this great festival, this feast. And they will have a great feast in which they eat. What will they eat? Well, the serpent will sacrifice himself for them. They will eat the serpent. Now,
Tex, this is they have, I've often heard, and I believe, that Satan always mocks God. He mocks our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he tries to do everything kind of backwards from him. And for instance, this when Satan's with the great snake's followers eat of his body, it's kind of like a takeoff, a mockery of Jesus and what the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "Take this bread and eat it. It's my body, which I give up to you." Am I reading too much into that? I mean,
oh no, you're absolutely right. That's why the Jews did it, I believe, because of Jesus.
Here comes the music again.
All right.
I can't believe, man, where's the time for? We got to go to another commercial, Tech. We'll be right back after this commercial. We've got to pay a few bills.
Okay, Eddie.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, welcome back to Political Festival, everybody. I'm probably repeating myself a whole lot. I hope you people out there were able to listen to the whole program from start to finish. We have a great man on here. By the way, the one thing I forgot to mention was Tex Mars. He's an ordained minister, and I hope I'm not putting the Reverend Tex Mars, I guess you could say. I hope I'm not putting him on the spot. We opened up the second hour tonight. We couldn't open up the first hour because me and Sam, we had a lot of hot-button news items we had to cover before we brought another pastor on. But I would like to get Tex Mars, before we forget, to close out the prayer close out the program with a prayer. That's never been done on the Political Cesspool. Since I'm here by myself tonight, I'm probably breaking a few rules, but I'd like to do that tonight. And well, you know, we, me and James and Sam and everybody, we always we say we like to use our program as an instrument. This isn't a religious program per se. It isn't a sermon, but we all are Christians on this show, and we are not ashamed of being Christians. As a matter of fact, we put it out there boldly. We go forth boldly as Christians. We're not perfect. Lord knows that we backslide a lot, but we know that we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ there, we can always go to and ask forgiveness. But before we close the program, I'd like hope you don't let me forget that. And plus, I'd like to mention one more time. You can go to Tex Mars's website, and you can get this book. I hope you do. I hope this is a great book. In Texas, like our show, he has to have things like this to survive them. Tex, throw it out there one more time. What would be the easiest way they can get your book? And also, I want them to know how to get into your website to listen to your radio program, Tex, because it's a great I listen to it all the time.
Well, thank you very much. They can go, of course, to Tex Mars. You spell my name sort of different. It's TEXEMARRS.com or powerofprophecy.com. But very, very simple, they can get my book at Amazon.com as well. So it's in all those places. So it's great being on your show, Eddie. I'm glad that you give me the freedom to tell the truth. Because
I'm glad that you come on to tell the truth, because I tell you what, come hell or high water, Tex, we're going to tell the truth, and I'm telling you flat
there
out,
we catch a
lot of flack. I'm not proud of it. In fact, it kind of gives me the creep sometimes. My own congressman, United States congressman here, Steve Cohen. I'm not going to back away from that. He's referred to me as a reprobate.
Would. You know, I was listening to. I think it was Fox News last week, and a man named Ben Stein, and you've probably heard about him, the Hollywood writer and so forth.
Yeah.
Ben Stein was on. He was talking, he was just blasting Donald Trump. And he's supposed to be a Republican, by the way, this Stein, but he was blasting Trump. And he was saying that Trump is another Hitler. So the host said, why do you call Trump another Hitler? He said, because he's spoken just like Hitler. And so the host was sort of mystified and said, Why do you say, what did he say that he appeared to be Hitler? Oh, well, he used that terrible phrase. When a person uses that phrase, America first, you know they're a Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so America first. Because the Jewish rabbis do not believe that any nation is first except Israel.
Oh,
you
no,
notice
no.
That at the inaugural, they had a rabbi who said one of the prayers. There were several Christians as well. That rabbi asked for the blessing of Israel, but he never asked for the blessing of the United States of America, but only for Israel.
So, you know, that's a hot button in my text. We have a Jewish school. I'll make this briefly. We have a Jewish school in here in Memphis, big time. And
mm-hmm.
They have a Star of David, the flag of, of Israel, and they also have an American flag. And they're supposed to be equal, but if I look at it, I would bet money that the flag of Israel is a little bit higher. And they don't. None of the Jews consider this country. Well, maybe a few of them do. Maybe the Jews. Now, there is a sect of Jews that are anti-Zionist. They're I'm not condemning all Jews. Some of them are good. As far as not being Zionist and being maybe Americans, you don't see many of them. I've never met them. I've seen them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Nathaniel no longer professes to be a Jew. He's a born again Christian, but you're absolutely right there, Tex. Tex, I'd like to before I cut you off. I don't know if we're going to have time or not. I was going to ask you. You know, the serpent also this serpent and this holy serpent of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a serpent? Maybe I'm reading too much into this. Is there a serpent? Is it like a takeoff on? Us Christians, we have our Lamb, the Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Is this serpent? Is he a takeoff on the Lamb? And also keep that in mind if we have to discuss whichever one you want to, because we're going to run out of time, I'm afraid. You talk about a one world order taken over by the Jews. I think they're probably going to do this. In fact, I'm almost certain through the international world banking system. I think I even heard you mention we have the World Bank, International Bank of Settlements, and the other one, the International Monetary Fund. You know, they're our Federal Reserve, the Bank of. I think they're going to do this through the monetary system, through electronics. Electronic banking, but I don't want to get too far fetched. I'm going to turn you back, go back to you, Tex, and let you finish discussing what you want. But I just want to throw that out there to you.
Well, you have to remember all of the secretaries of Treasury are Jews. Now that's they're going to control the money. The man who has been the nominee of Trump is in fact a Jew, and he was one of the heads of Goldman Sachs Bank. So
right.
The Secretary of Treasury will always be a Jew in the United States. The chairperson of the Federal Reserve Board is always a Jew. Bernard Bernanke was a Jew. Before him, Greenspan was a Jew. And now Janet Yellen is a Jew. So now why is that? Even Trump is so enamored of the Jews. And for some reason, he has to place these Jews in these great positions. So understand that they definitely believe they're going to end up on top, and they're working for that. The migration, Jewish organizations are running this immigrant program. George
sure.
Soros is a Jew, and he's
sure.
spending hundreds of millions of dollars, but he's not the only one. People think if we just went out and arrested him for sedition, it would stop. But in fact, the Jews are paying or behind this immigration because they want to destroy Christianity. Listen, all of this women's march, first of all, they wanted to destroy life because they don't believe in life at all. That's why they're pro-abortion. But
they love death.
Right. The push now, and again, it's by these Jewish organizations running it behind the scenes, is to declare that anyone that is a, you know, America First is a white nationalist. You know, you're from one of those dead Rust Belt states up in the Midwest or something. You're a white nationalist. That's the claim. And so you're a white nationalist Christian. And they're definitely, you notice they're all ganging up now on the Christians. And they actually prefer Muslims to Christians. They believe the more Muslims they bring into America, that this will eventually destroy Christianity.
That's so what's so amazing to me, Tex. I asked Brother Nathaniel about that one time. That's even the Jews, even the Zionist Jews, much prefer to flood the country with Muslims. With you know,
that's right,
radical.
That's right. Because they want to destroy Christianity. The way to do that is to bring in all these Muslims. And so very, very plain, the Gallup poll showed that Christianity, you know, fewer people believe in Jesus Christ than ever in American history. And that number is going down. And so you see all these people, and they actually, they even have these women, these Muslim women with their hijab, you know, headgear and everything, speaking at this Women's March. They don't mind getting beaten, genitally mutilated, don't mind being slaves to their men, but they're going to place them over the Christian. You see, so this is just the fact. Now, why is this? It's because in the Kabbalah, in the Zohar, which is the essential book of the Kabbalah, we find this statement. Now, think about this: who is the light of the world? That's Jesus Christ, right? Jesus said,
right.
"I am the way, the truth, and the life." He is a light also of the world. But here's what they say in there. Listen to this. The holy serpent is the fountainhead, root, and essence for all of God's sacred revelatory light.
Well, Tex, you just answered one of my questions. You and I, we believe that the Holy Bible, I go for the King James, the author of that book, great book, was God Almighty. So it looks to me like, Tex, that the author of the Kabbalah in the Babylonian Talmud with none other than Satan. Would that be a correct statement?
Thanks
oh, absolutely.
For
that's
looks like, well, we're gone, folks. We ran completely out of time. I'm sorry. I didn't get the text off in time. Well, I really appreciate y'all listening to me tonight. I'm sorry that we cut text off like that. I should have been watching the time better. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Me and James Edwards will be back along with Keith Alexander next week. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening in.